Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host, David Von Strawn.
I'm sorry. I feel like I should be coming down to the one of the four podiums with a large LCD display, and I guess how much something costs without going over. Yes, my friends, it is Sunday. It is 10 o'clock. It is May the 27th, 2018, in Charlottesville, Virginia. And this is Homegrown, your show about local art. Your local art here in the Central Virginia area, in the new and burgeoning Charlottesville. I don't know what that pregnant pause was about. I kind of like shut down and malfunctioned for a second, and then I like rebooted. Buffering. But I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rucker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo, and where the hell is my co-host, the lovely, the loquacious, the lascivious, Leslie M. Scott Jones? That's your chair. I'm not going to do the Clint Eastwood thing. I'm just saying, she's not there. I would like her to be.
You went back there. You went
all the way back there.
Oh, yeah.
I went 2016 on you mofos. Throwback. I'm slightly worried. Usually she sends like a text like, I can't make it, or I'm on my way, or whatever. So I hope you're okay, Leslie. And, or I just hope that you're listening and I don't F up your styly. But, anywho, I'm just going to banter with myself. So David, what's new in your life? Nothing much. You know, just kind of hanging out, getting some therapy, loving this new weather. Yeah. Good times. Anywho,
that's your self banter.
Oh my God! No, I have a co-host. I got Clinton Johnson on the boards. He's the HNIC. I'll let y'all talk about that in the car. No, and he's a person I appreciate very much. Clinton, how's it going?
What's up, David?
Chilling. Chilling like a chinchilla, and I'm over caffeinated, never duplicated. So, This should be an interesting show. So I'm gonna just, cause I got our guest here just patiently waiting in the booth to talk about his stuff. Yeah. I mean, if you don't know about this face, it's like, apparently you don't get out in Charlottesville enough, because this is Gian Volsini. He's a founder of the Ante Room, which was one of the hottest clubs, places, foundations with, you know, four walls to, you know, get your grind on, be it comedy or dance or just drinking, good bartenders, good sound people.
It was impressive. It was truly a multi-genre event space.
Yes. I had my Art for the People event there in, I believe it was like August. I wanted to do like a healing event after the events of 812, which a lot of businesses did, but Jayon was super nice enough to offer his venue to me and the people that were in it. So I just want to thank you for that. I'm gonna put this up a little bit more so we can get all of your beautiful face up in the frame. So yeah, thank you for that, and thank you for Absolutely. Everything that you've done for the people of Charlottesville, because every time you throw down, three of the five times I'm hearing about it, and I'm hearing I should go or I should be there.
Yeah, cool.
Let's throw it to Jan, for people who don't know,
yeah,
what happened to the Ante Room?
Well, the Ante Room had to close.
Boo! Down with Charlottesville! No, go ahead. Continue.
Because the building it was in is slated for demolition. And, is
Boo! Boo! That ice rink was my youth and my childhood! My first girlfriend kissed me at that ice rink! How dare you, Charlottesville! I'm sorry, Jayon. Continue.
because it's going to be turned into a tech incubator.
What? What is that
building?
What? What?
Yes.
Boo! Boo! We're not Seattle, Charlottesville. Get your head out of your ass. Continue, Jayon. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't mean that.
We were told that March 31st was our deadline, and sure enough, it came around faster than anyone expected.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there was some time like in that limbo where you were like, what's it going to be? Where's it going to go?
Right.
What do you want it to be? Is the most important question.
Actually, before we go forward.
You have the question.
Before we go forward, can we go back? Cause we were lucky enough to have you on the show before.
Yeah.
At the sort of close to the beginning of the Anteroom to talk about what you hoped it would be, how it was going to go. Now that we've come to the end of that arc, let's look back. Sort of post-mortem, what did you think of what you accomplished with the Anteroom?
Dude, are we doing like a sitcom flashback of the Anteroom?
Hi, Leslie.
Oh, Leslie decided to walk up in here. Yep, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I had to call you out, girl. How's it going?
No, that's okay. You called me out. Because you know what? I was in Warrenton last night on a lake celebrating a good friend's birthday.
Woo!
There was some fireball involved.
I'm assuming that's a drink.
And there were
not
shots
not a
of
position.
It.
I think let me translate to you. We are lucky she is here at all.
Exactly. Exactly. Cause as soon as I walked in the door, I was an hour late to the party. As soon as I walked in the door, the woman giving the party says to me, "I'm 17 shots in. You need to catch up."
Damn. 17?
Okay, all right.
All right.
Gauntlet thrown. All right, let's go.
Busy nights for Leslie M. Scott Jones. I'm glad you're here, though. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're okay. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. You know me. I don't get hangovers. I'm good.
No, I'm just glad.
It was just
glad
the
you're
drive
not
from Warrenton.
On the side of the road somewhere. Yeah, exactly. So that's a good thing. But, yeah. So, yeah, Jayon, talk about the Anteroom, you know, where it's been, and up to now.
Well, yeah, I guess to answer Clinton's question, it grew to a point that was way beyond anything I'd ever expected. I was always saying, like near the end there, that we were operating like at our best. It seemed as if, like, as the days were getting closer to the end, it was just getting better and better and better. And I don't know if that's just because more people were getting involved because they knew it was closing, or I don't know, the ideas that were coming out of it were definitely some of our strongest.
And what do you attribute that to? What do you attribute that kind of like brainstorming and those ideas come from? Is it just from like
all the love?
I mean, seriously, it really has to come from that. The excitement of being in the space and having the opportunity to do what the F ever that you feel like and having a manager that's open to that. So talk about that. Talk about the atmosphere that you kind of like gave out.
And for decorum's sake, David, I don't think we should be saying what the F ever. I believe the correct accepted phrase is what the FCC ever.
Yeah. Knew that was coming.
Well, you know, I feel good to the fact that like we were just continuing with sort of our creative ideas, you know, and the fact that if we had continued to stay open, we would have just continued to keep coming up with things. It was just like the product of perhaps a really tight crew, employees, managers, and promoters, mm-hmm. and customers all coming together, mm-hmm. and just the regularity and the, you know, the fact that we could bounce these ideas off each other, we just kept coming up with more and more and more, and I was always thinking like, if we can continue this and reestablish ourselves, it's going to come back, you know, because it's the product of being together and you know, executing, you know, show after show after show.
So your staff particularly, was that a staff that you're like close knit with? Was that like peoples that you brought with you? It's like, I'm making this new Anteroom. I want you to be a part of it. Or was it just people that you found in Charlottesville that you just grew to love?
Yep.
And
the latter. It was like bartenders. My bar manager, Sandy Miller, you know, showed up. She had been coming for years, but as soon as we got a full bar, We were slammed like shortly after, and she yelled at me like, "I told you to call me," and she's like, "What is this crap?" You know, and I was like, "Come in next week," and she started immediately, you know. And she always jokes about how she got the job because she yelled at me. You know?
And tough then, love, baby. Yeah, tough love.
And then she had this great ability of like finding talented bartenders, and so she brought in some girls that she had worked with from Logan's over in Waynesboro, and they turned out to be fantastic. And yeah, and then as far as the kitchen goes, that was always you know, something was brand new to me. So finding a kitchen staff and you know, keeping them was a challenge. Yeah. But at the same time, everyone that passed through that kitchen, you know, we fell in love with, and we still are very close, and you know, would love to work with again. You know, and then sound engineers and
and for artists who are like, hey, why is kitchen staff important? Hey, a positive and happy kitchen staff does not do stuff to your food. So just take that for whatever it is. But moving forward, so like, what do you envision for your next anteroom, per se? What's next, and what would you like it to be? Are you going to bring these people with you? Is it going to be like a brand new space where you're going to do something completely different with it? Like, what is it? Talk about it.
Well, here in the studio, I'm seeing posters for events that were held at Ix Art Park's indoor space. I'm seeing posters for Dream and Club Sabor. And that is really where we are now, is the Ix Art Park indoor space over on 2nd Street Southeast. And it's they hired me to help manage their bar. And
smart people.
And in doing so, they're allowing me to put dates on their calendar.
Cool.
So so the first thing is I brought along my bar manager, Sandy. She's there. Last night, there was an event where I got to bring in another bartender, Delisa Robinson. Boosie was there, and it felt great. Like, we were just scanning the location, and it's a brand new space to us. It's very old, and it's got its own rhythm for the people that have been in it for a while. But for us to look over it and to think of the potential is pretty exciting. It's not to say that if another location in town opened up and I could find something, I'd be able to move to that. But for the time being, this space seems like it's going to be the move for the summer of 2018.
Cool.
So it's, you know, it's taken us a month of being out of business to get kind of back into business. And although it's not our own business, and, you know, we have to kind of work our way into someone else's calendar and,
of course,
you know,
keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, and check, like, you know, what we want to do with other people. You know, I think that the folks that we're working with are open-minded, and, you know, and it's kind of wild to see our old customers finding us again in this space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, asking us, like, hey, so is this the move? And we're like, yeah, we think so. We'll see, you know. So, but at least it's only been, you know, a month since we closed the doors of the anteroom. So
right.
We're still, you know, kind of relevant as opposed to just watching the party happen without us.
All right. So I'm gonna do my hard journalist thing and repeat the question that I asked before.
Oh, Lord.
What do you want your next space to be,
well,
rather than the space that you already have?
I'm
just hardballing.
No, it's fine. Going into, you know, going
because you're a great
this,
manager and you had a great space. So
going
I want
into this, yeah, yeah. No,
and 2.0.
I would love for,
bigger, faster,
I would love
stronger.
for you know, the Ix, the folks that work down there to be hearing this, because when I, you know, sat down with them,
Brian Weimer, listen up.
Brian listens regularly.
Brian's
great
every day.
I approached them, you know, about just continuing the anteroom as is. Like, you know, they inherited our salsa, so they're already doing Sundays and Wednesdays.
Right.
And we're bringing
Lucky
hip-hop
them.
Karaoke there.
Nice.
And that starts this Thursday, being sponsored by 101.3 Jams, your neighbors. So that's something that we did not want to stop because that grew into its own, you know, beautiful night.
Yeah.
Before we ended, and then the rock shows are starting to get booked on the calendar. We're starting to see if some dance parties are going to start coming to us as well too. So and then I've reached out to the comedians, like Chris Allen knows that we're there, and I'm just waiting to find, you know, a date for him to come back and do his host battle.
Yeah.
Which was this wonderful format that was born in that space.
Him and Winston Hodges.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, but we're also working within their current framework, within what Ix already has on the calendar. So, you know, when I approached them about that, they were like, well, you know, we can't just turn into a nightclub. We still want to maintain, you know, a lot of what we already do, which is, you know, performances and crafts fairs and so we're just kind of working our way into their schedule, trying to fit in where we fit in while we can.
And
you know?
I think to your credit, I think that Ix would be remiss if
they
didn't keep those staple events in the community. That people love so much. That would just be ridiculous of them to do and irresponsible as a business. We dropping?
Are we?
No, we still got. Okay.
I was
cool to
say that there's, you know, and it's exciting for us to meet the you know, everyone that's down there, you know, who are doing, you know, the events that they're doing. Like, you know, you walk out the door and there's like a beer festival happening. You know, and you're like, oh, wow. Like
a beer festival in Charlottesville? Lies, you say. Erroneous.
No. That never happens.
Don't be hating. Don't be hating.
I'm not hating. Believe me, I love some beer. I'm just saying.
Chris,
slow down, Steven.
I can't. I can't, during the day, I can't love anything like that. And, you know, for another, like, what? Yeah, 2.5 weeks. So, yeah, Young Combat, like, beer festival in the afternoon, down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can, like, smell the yeast coming down the hill.
No, seriously, a friend of mine went with me to this party last night. What did she do when she got to my house? She had stopped and gotten wings.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't finish them all. And left them in her up in my house. I'm like, girl, you know it's Ramadan. You know I can't eat until like 8:24. Why the hell at 1:15 are you bringing that? You know what? We're not friends no more. We're not friends no more.
Gotta respect the faith.
It's not okay.
You can't be just throwing wings and no black
people.
Right?
You can't do that.
No. Can't do that.
Rude people.
And they were wings.
Rude.
And they were wings from Firefly too, so they were good.
I haven't had those.
This is an important conversation, which we will continue. We have to do a drop. We'll be right back with Gianna Valsini. This is Homegrown. Drop.
Hi, I'm Angus Carter, artist out of Stanton, Virginia, and you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC.
19 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm DVS. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. Jayon Valsini.
I have a new nickname, David.
What's that?
Muslimina Hitman.
I can't take that from your people though. I can't posture. I appreciate the sentiment
though.
Isn't
that awesome?
It is.
It's all right.
You have to say that with the sunglasses
With the sunglasses on, right? That's what makes the look,
right? It's the rule.
Yeah.
Jayon Valsini. I'm still disappointed in you, Charlottesville, from taking my childhood away from me.
I know, right?
And turning it into Microsoft Studios. But it's whatever. I'll be fine.
It's okay. You know, that's what artists have to do when stuff like this happens, you know.
Yeah.
When the man comes in and says, no, we want to make more money and we don't really care about your little community over here.
Well, let's,
you know.
But let me throw that as a question. And what is the, I mean, because it's all a community. There's room for everything. You need business and you need commerce as well as other things.
And craft brewery.
You need so much craft brewing.
One per
Trust
12
me.
Square miles.
Yeah. With this administration, you need to be able to down as much craft brewing. But anyway, let's take a moment. What's the cost to the community when something like the Ante Room goes down?
Well, you know, I would say just from seeing it from sort of the receiving end, And only knowing that, it obviously slows down. In some cases, it just straight stops entire scenes. Like, I know that there's been some difficulty in the past couple weeks for a hip hop community to go to a dance party.
Yep. Excellent. talk about that.
Simply, right? Because the places that, or the only other place that was servicing that community, fell into some technical difficulties with ABC or perhaps the city or something. But it just goes to show as to how is the word tenuous, like that situation is. It's like a buddy of mine posted on Facebook. He's like, it's messed up how, you know, one weekend ruins the entire club scene.
Yeah.
And I wanted to post, but I didn't want to get back anything that, like, well, if the scene's already on its knees, if it gets punched, it's out, you know, so it's already a weak scene.
That's fair.
So if you've only have one option and that option gets, you know, something runs afoul, then you're done until you can get it back up, as opposed, you know.
Yeah, but how strong are scenes on their own anyway, right? I mean, because I'm thinking about how sometimes it is that one place that lights it up and then starts it. Because, you know, think about the New York punk scene in CBGB's, right? What happens to that punk scene if CBGB's had been taken out of the mix?
It becomes sanitized and saturated.
And becomes Starbucks.
Well, in the month that we were gone, that, you know, I saw that the promoters that worked with us didn't stop a beat. Like, they went on. The bands didn't stop. They went on to other venues. And so everyone finds a different place. And then we would hear things like, it's not the anteroom, you know, in terms of whether it was sound production or food that was being offered or, you know, service that we provided, you know, the drinks we made or whatever. And but they may do, you know, so and we felt like we had to hurry up, you know, to get it going back up again. But then other people are kind of like, perhaps kind of coming to the front too, because they're recognizing that there's a void, and perhaps they're seeing that it's a possibility for them to, you know, step in as well too. So, I mean, like, I know that a new restaurant just opened up down on Cherry Avenue, the Squiggly Giggly, that,
actually what it's called?
Yes, I'm sorry, what?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry, we need to back up.
And what? that's a guy who I know as a musician, or excuse me, a rapper, this guy named Laraj Thomas, LT. His father has opened up this restaurant down there, and LT has been a businessman as long as I've known him, and I know his family is that way. It's very entrepreneurial. And so they opened up a restaurant. There's a restaurant in Belmont that just opened up in the old
barbecue. Yeah, the new barbecue
spot. So we were offering food to a community, you know, and they were happy with it. And then that was one of the things that we currently miss, is that we can't continue to offer that food that came out of the anteroom. But there's other food places have popped open, you know. I guess Ix in its own way now, for at least our customer base, is now more on the map. Because while we were around, they were coming to us.
Right.
So now, for that month that we were gone, they found Ix. And so they started getting in touch with Ix. And then we came in as well, too. I mean, we were actually in talks with them. So, you know, you kind of discover, like, oh, you're here, too. Oh, you know, because this is a spot in town where you can do something. And you found it, and we found it. And, hey,
cool.
Let's keep going, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you discover where it is. Like, I think about the spots that I looked at while I was trying to transition out of the anteroom, and you know, it was a couple of wrong dead ends, and I'm like, man, why didn't I go talk to Ix before this? But there, you know, there was only a handful of spots. Like, you know, when you're looking, that there's only some places you can go to, you know.
Yep.
A buddy texted me the other day, and he's like, perhaps since they know it's you, they're offering you more expensive prices. Because, you know, they knew that you were a business, you know, you were in business, and, you know, and I was like, I don't think so, man. It's the market is what it is. The price is what it is. Like, they don't know that it's me coming to call and checking on, you know, this location. You know, they're asking for this much per square foot, and you can try to talk them down or not, but, you know, it's still expensive in this town. And so, you know, things, in order for more nightlife to occur, I'm thinking that a lot of rezoning needs to happen, because there's places
yes.
in town, you know,
yes.
that are affordable, but are not zoned for public assembly.
Right.
So, you know, so we, and that takes, you know, that takes the community getting in touch with
it. People want the town nice and quiet.
I mean, there's you know, there's places in town too, you know, that we looked into, and then, you know, would we want to risk being in a part of town where we don't know the surroundings and whether or not we'd bother them,
right.
You know, whether or not people would come to us. It was like a great leap, you know. They were saying, like, why don't you, you know, go move down by Tractor Supply, you know, for example. And then you think about it and you kind of play it out and you're like, what would a club down by Tractor Supply be like?
Right.
You know, or,
yeah, yeah.
or Woolen Mills, like, you know, down there, you uh-huh. know, what about right on the outskirts of Woolen Mills? And then you think, well, parking, how would parking do? Well, you know, before it was Firefly, Black Moto Saloon came into
right.
butted heads with their neighbors,
Burst,
you know?
Right.
So
right.
do we want to try to, you know, try attempt that too, you know? So there was, you know, you got to make some hard decisions. And at the end of the day, you got to, you know, actually Mark Brown from who was the arena, you know, who owned the arena and sold the arena, you know, had discussions with him as to where I was going to move. And, you know, he was just like, just go back to what you did before and wait for a good deal. Like, don't jump into something
yeah.
that you can't afford. And then, you know, every month just get hit with that rent bill that this is what would bury you if something went wrong.
Right.
You know, so just something good will come along. And so, you know, and so we've had to adjust. This town is, this town does think it's Seattle or San Francisco in terms of its rent prices. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's getting up there.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah. So it kind of sounds like what you're saying is not necessarily, and I appreciate your selflessness and whatever, but you're saying that there doesn't necessarily need to be an ante room, just more establishments need to offer more selection.
Oh no, I definitely want to bring the ante room back.
Oh yeah,
I want to be yeah, and I want my own spot, and I you know I loved it, and I
yeah.
love it.
But like you said, you got to wait for the right
yeah,
opportunity.
Yeah, you got to wait for the right opportunity, and at the same time, you know. You know, we are trying to get it back. And it's, I don't know, it's interesting to see, like, where people are going, you know, and, you know, it seems like Rapture is the move. It's always been kind of a stable spot for our customers to go to.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Would be it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, perhaps, you know, perhaps Patrona will open back up and, or, you know, get back on his feet. And then, you know, perhaps we'll be able to do some stuff down at Ix, you know, in between what's already on their calendar for the weekends, you know.
Right.
So we're just getting a groove, you know, like we just need to just start it back up. And,
yeah, man.
Yeah, and it's nice out there, you know.
Yeah.
You can throw the garage door up and
yes.
a nice little piazza out in front, you know. And they call it piazza, which I appreciate.
With the odd little statues
yeah,
surrounding
statues.
It, yes.
You should have anteroom outposts just chilling in places. Everybody's cul-de-sac or like garage.
Yeah, I would love to be able to put a kitchen in there. We got to just see how it plays out, you know.
Okay.
So I would say definitely stop by and
yeah.
see us.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And the town needs you. And we hope you get a place very, very soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Yeah,
you know, you are always welcome. And yeah, you will when you have your own spot again, you will come back.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll pop confetti and all that good stuff.
Yes.
I gotta give some love to my family, to my beautiful wife, Kate. My mom, who's listening in. Hi, Mom. Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Mom.
My son, Romeo, who's hopefully listening right now, and my daughter, Poppy, who I hope is feeling better because she was a little grumpy this morning.
Aw.
Love you guys, and love to everyone else out there that's listening in.
Cool.
Who isn't?
Jay, we want to throw some love to you and say, and for all of the artists
who you gave a venue to and an opportunity to do their art. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Gian Valsini. Cool. All right. So I guess we're going to move on to them artistic events, all that other
stuff. Yeah, them things.
Yeah, because there's no anti-room. However, that wasn't a jab. That wasn't a jab.
I know.
I want it back. But yeah. Let's continue. But there are more artistic events because there's stuff going on because it's Charlottesville. So here are just some of the artistic events happening this week. Currently running through June 3rd, The Liar at Live Arts Theater. The cast is pretty good. Currently running now through June 10th, The American Shakespeare Center Spring Season Caesar Wicked Folly Tour. Return to the Blackfriars Playhouse in Stanton. They're performing an adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, Bill Kane's Equivocation, and Macbeth. And the Taming of the Shrew by Shakespeare. Currently running through September 9th, Nagun Gunny, Old Techniques Remain Strong, an exhibition of paintings on eucalyptus bark. I just read whatever I'm on. From the West Daly region of Northern Australia at the Kluge Room Aboriginal Art Collection. Currently running through January 27th, Reflections, Native Art Across Generations, an exhibition of the work of several contemporary Native American artists at UVA's Fralin Art Museum. Last Chance Virginia Hot Glass!
Hot Glass!
Hot Glass! Hot Glass! Festival at Sunspot Studios Glass Blowing. May the 30th, share embarrassing, funny, and ultimately empowering menstrual stories during Periods in Pie. At the Bridge, PAI.
You're going to do that one, aren't you, David?
Men
have menstrual cycles.
I'm no expert about this, but I'm pretty sure the period always precedes the pie. Like, it's never...
I don't know about that.
That's not true?
Well, I've had a hysterectomy, so pie is pie to me.
Yeah, I love pie, regardless. You know, menstruation, regardless.
I don't have to bleed to like pie.
Periods are cool, too. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Circle of Life, June 1st, Ben Theater Comedy Improv at Guerrilla Theater. June 2nd, Hannah Barnaby leads Picture Book Boot Camp, a Charlottesville Writer House workshop that takes you through the ins and outs of making picture books.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't you read this before?
I did.
I skimmed.
He apparently didn't skim this one.
I did Hard Words, inspired by the work of Regina Pillowook Wilson. Second Street Gallery offers, pandanus weaving workshop using traditional indigenous materials. June the 2nd, learn unique painting techniques at Mindful Art at Common House. June 2nd, master banjo player Tony Trishka offers a master class for experienced banjo players. Don't bring that amateur banjo stuff up in here. No.
Not that.
This is for the shredders. This is for the banjo shredders. At Front Porch Roots Music School.
What does it look like to shred on a banjo?
I want to see Yngwie Malmsteen on banjo.
I don't think they're shredders. I think they're like clawers. They're hammers. They're either clawers or hammers. Yeah, you know?
They do it and they stop and it's a something. They do a lot of this and they have picks on all the hands.
Yeah, do you even know what that is?
I'm a guitarist. It's really sad. And for your music options this week.
Tonight, UVA's All Science and Engineering a cappella group, the First Harmonics, isn't that precious, perform at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall at 6 p.m. Wes, sweet, you gave me the wrong... Oh, my goodness. Give me that. Today. You know what? I saw this on Facebook. Thank you, David. David Tewksbury is at Batesville Market at 1, and I think he's doing a double header today. He's at Batesville today, and then he's at Fellini's tonight. Yeah, he's doing a double header today.
Hashtag rockstar life.
Yeah. He's awesome. Mm-mm. Love you, David. King Golden Banshee at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. West Swing Personal Bandana and P&Q Bud or Pink Bud. What? That is not spelled pink. P&Q does not spell pink. I know, but that's not how you're supposed to spell it. That's wrong. Offer you an evening of abstract sounds at the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative at 7 p.m.
That's actually my nephew's name, and I'm offended by that. P&Q Bud.
Seriously?
No, it's Swahili for something.
It's Swahili for something?
I'm just playing.
I know you're playing because I know your nephew, and I'm like,
stop being
for real?
Stupid.
For real?
No, that's my other nephew.
I can't believe Alexis would let that fly. I know she'd be walking right up to him like, what's wrong with you? tomorrow. There you are. South Canal Street at Stone Mountain Vineyards. The ATM unit featuring Jonah Kane West at Rapture. May 29th, Bob Huntington and then Travis Elias at Fellini's. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. On the 30th, Victor Lee, Dan Sebring, David Weiss, and Monty Parsons play Jazz Night at Star Hill Brewery Tap Room.
All done.
Awesome. Awesome. Also on the 30th, the Bobbleheads at Dirty Nelly's. Farmville's 9-piece New Orleans jazz fusion group, the Audacity Brass Band at Rapture. That's cute. Audacity Brass. Christ Episcopal Church final, oh my God, the final box lunch free noontime concert this summer will feature the church's 40-member choir backed by a string orchestra.
Oh, they end in
and
big.
And an organ. Can I just say, I love an organ. I love a church
throwing
organ, man.
Throwing it down.
40 people and an organ. Y'all better bring your box lunch going up
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I want to hear a 20-minute rendition of November Rain by that.
That's what you want?
We need some more.
Only if they can get the steps down. There are steps that go today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. There's also, May 30th, Junior's Last Stand at Dirty Nelly's, the Michael Ellswick Gathering, and then Tyler Dick Band at Fellini's. Well, Fellini's is just like blowing up and all that.
Yeah. Fellini's was chilling. Now they're just like, F it.
Dancing room is gone. We need to step our game up.
We need to fill the hall, people. Fill the hall.
Get this money. Damn.
June 1st, catch Seductive Sounds and DJ Rush Mix at R&B Hip Hop and a little reggae into Go-Go at Fridays After 5 at the Sprint Pavilion. Awesome.
About time.
Love some Go-Go, man.
About time they had some black music at Fridays After 5.
Right on out.
Just saying.
Billy
been
and
here
the,
for a while, I'm just saying.
Billy and the Backbeats at Glasshouse Winery. The Pickin' and Grittin' Instrumental and Vocal Jam returns to Scottsville's James River Brewery. Yeah. All right, there's so many places I could go. Riot plays
Vibe Riot.
The Resistance, hosted by Planned Parenthood at the X Park.
Nice.
Go Jay, love you. Larks at the Belmont Arts Collective, June 2nd. Rob Cheatham at Knight's Gambit Vineyard. The Blue Ridge Irish Music School's traditional ensemble plays the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. The Charlottesville Symphony prints Pops at the Paramount, the best of John Williams at the Paramount Theater. That's going to be cool. It's going to be very cool. Two to go at Wayland's Crossing, Woodshine at the Batesville Market, Cooler Heads at the Whiskey Drop. That is all on the 2nd. Like, that's crazy. Every Monday, we have the Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Every Seafoot, Charlottesville Friends Full Time Music. Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Say that 5 times fast. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. Songwriter Night at the local every Tuesday. The Traditional Session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebadero. Hi-ya! Here we go. Here's the big list. Every Wednesday.
Oh, Wacky Wednesday.
Open mic night at Pro Ray Not a Farm Brewery.
Bam!
Open mic night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo.
Bam!
Jazz Collective number 9 at Fellini's number 9.
Bam!
DJ and Friends at the Bebadero.
Boom!
Bachata Fusion at X Park.
Bow!
Stone Rolling at the Shabeen Pub.
Shabeen!
And the Mike Brzezinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Thursday, Lua at the Bebadero, and every Thursday, John Durf at Miller's. All right, John, come on the show, man. We got to see
every
your
once
face
in a while,
when we do that, like, live. What up?
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
When we got to get some time. Yo, like, we be putting you on, John Durf.
Like, every time I see him in public, he's like, yeah, email me.
I haven't even seen this dude before. He's like a mystery in my mind.
Really? You've never seen him?
Never.
We will. You know what? You can all. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
All this free ad space, John Durf?
I don't want people swarming him.
We going to get that interview.
I know where he is at like 6:45 like every morning.
He's giving me the drop sound.
We're going to do a drop.
We're going to call John Durf and we'll be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop!
Hello, this is Brian Weimer of the Ix Art Park, and you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC.
40 minutes past the hour, if you're just tuning in. This is Homegrown. 94.7 WPVZ, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call with your host, Sean McCord. How about him?
How about that? But you know what? It's his last show.
Stop it.
It's his last show.
Sean McCord's swan song.
I know. We're going to have to like hug him or something. I don't know.
Although there is a rumor around the station that a Sean McCord show
is in the works.
I
heard that.
Just a rumor.
I heard that. I'm excited about that. I'm not really sure why, but I am excited about it. Like, I'm excited that Sean gets his own gig. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
I want to know what it's going to be about.
It's going to be harsh. It's going to be like, you know, I mean, when Sean McCord stops doing the Sunday morning wake-up call, it's going to be like the McCartney-Lennon rift.
Yeah.
Really?
WPVC,
really?
Talk shows.
He's just going to go wings
Hey, you know what? I am not playing Yoko Ono, okay? I'm not playing Yoko in this. Let me just put that up front. I love them both.
Hey, okay. His guest today is Teresa Sullivan. T. Sully in the house, talking about her tenure as president of UVA.
Can we Bogart that?
I'm just going to leave that right there.
No, seriously. I want to know if we can Bogart that interview. Like, can we, like, crash that? I got some questions.
Oh, a lot of people got a lot of questions.
I got questions.
Yeah, we just...
I don't think that's what Bogart means.
Yeah, you know what? We take the mic, we just going to take this mic
and we going to keep it the whole time and just talk rather than pass it. That's what, yeah, we can Bogart. That fits. It's canon.
Bogart. Literally doesn't mean what you think it means anyway. You know, I mean, remember, that definition was changed, much to your chagrin.
Speaking of talking, this is what we're going to do. So our next guest apparently has what is it with guests these days?
I know,
love, Jack.
Right?
Much love. You made good.
It's Sunday morning. I understand. Y'all got the day off. Y'all been working hard.
What is it?
Just one day to get up and just chill. And y'all got to, some of y'all got to come here and look at us. Look at this dude screaming in your face all morning long.
Would you like to see the text? Okay. I sent him a text. I was very nice, right?
We know.
That was very.
You got to bring it back. You got to put it in focus.
All right, anyway.
Focus my hand.
So right something.
Oh, OMG. I can't make it now. I'm sorry. I just didn't get into my calendar. It doesn't sound like
okay,
that.
All right, anyway. So.
That's what his text message sounds like, though.
So things happen.
We get it. Life happens.
Yeah. Mistakes were made. We're going to continue.
That, right?
We were going to have a representative from a small, little-known theater in town called Live Arts. I think they're new.
I think I've heard of it. Live
I think
Arts,
they've,
right?
Yeah.
Arts? It's not spelled weird, right? It's not with a Z. It's with an S.
It's with an E.
And I can find
that
at livearts.com, right?
And a silent Q.
Because everything's .com.
Exactly. to talk about their upcoming season.
It is. It's .org.
So, and we do not have this representative here, so what we're going to do...
Oh, God. What are we
going to
do?
...is I am going to tell you guys...
This is our surf the internet section. So.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you guys what their
we're googling
what
it.
Their upcoming season is, and let you guys and get your comments and get your first reaction.
You can post
the things
comments.
Going here.
Okay, well I can't really do this because I was like at the season reveal. I actually
would you just let this happen?
Group.
All
right, you do it then. You do it
first. From October 5th to October 27th, season number 28 of Live Arts, their first show is the musical Ragtime. You don't know.
I can't tell if that was a good reaction or a bad reaction.
That's a good reaction.
Oh, okay. All right.
Book by Terrence McNally, famous playwright. Lyrics by Lynn Ahrens, music by Stephen Flaherty. Based on the novel by E.L. Doctorow, a Tony Award-winning musical. Here we go. Here's the summary. It dealt with discrimination and social inequity in the United States at the turn of the 20th century. Sadly, this work could not be more relevant today. Focusing, of course, I mean, it has a variety, because E.L. Doctorow's novel, a variety of different characters. But it focuses, of course, on Cole House Walker Jr., an African American man who gets his car fights for vengeance for it or for compensation.
It's an interesting little play.
Thoughts?
No, Ragtime. No, I'm
You didn't
actually
say who's directing. It does matter.
You know, a guy by the name of Ike Anderson. Just got done with a little play called Joe Turner's Come and Gone.
That's right.
Blossoming from incredible actor
baby.
Into
that's I'm wonderful. Fan, can we talk about this one? All right.
Yeah. We can talk about it. I mean, I'm more tripping out about the music. I think the music for this show is really great. It's really complex and it's modern and it's beautiful in that way. So I'm really excited about seeing what Ike is going to bring to it.
Yeah.
And what Live Arts is going to bring to it and the casting. And like when I talked about like the people that he has set up for like his staff and his tech, like he's really excited about it. And I heard the names,
know.
And I'm really excited about it too.
Yeah, I know.
So
me too.
It's gonna be dope. Like,
because
I mean everybody's heard of Ragtime, but you know, when
but no, this is gonna be Ike Anderson Ragtime. This is gonna be different.
He's so
gonna put his spin on
much
it.
Respect.
It's gonna be awesome.
I just want to know how they pulled Ike away from the players to do this. Because why?
He asked me.
Why?
It's Ragtime.
He asked me.
All right, first of all, nobody needs permission.
I never told him
exactly.
I never told him he needed permission. But
exactly.
when he was approached, he came to me and asked me.
CPG and
to make sure that it would not conflict with anything CPG was doing.
Right on.
So.
Yeah. So, he made moves.
He checked in.
He made moves.
You know, he checked in.
Even though he didn't have to. I'm just saying.
He didn't have to. No, not at all.
No. Next.
Number two. Seven homeless mammoths wander New England from November 15th to December 16th. Written by Madeline George. Here is the summary. Dean Reen, it's a comedy apparently. Dean Reen is not having a good week. Her college is in dire financial straits. And the plan and a plan to close its tiny, all but forgotten Natural History Museum is sending unexpected shockwaves across campus and out into the local community. At home, her ex-lover Greer is staying with her, sending shockwaves of a different sort.
Drama in itself.
There you go. Sending shockwaves of a different sort through her relationship with her current and much younger girlfriend, Andromeda.
Oh, you know she's a person of color.
Town-gown relations.
Name like Andromeda.
Town-gown relations are in tatters. The local newspaper is erupting in protest. Even the awful, historically inaccurate dioramas in the museum have started mouthing off. A screwball sex comedy about the perils of monogamy, certainty, and academic administration. Seven homeless mammoths wander New England. Thoughts?
I'm really reticent on watching a sex comedy and hearing the word mammoths in the title. I just don't want that to be swinging
my way. That's what upsets you?
I mean, I'm just saying this. It could be dangerous. Like the props.
You're more comfortable watching a sex comedy and hearing what Trojans in the title?
No.
Or Magnums in the title?
Or minuscule in the title? Like I don't understand.
Infinitesimal in the title.
David, there's a size thing going on.
No, I'm saying the mammoths, like the animal, not the actual size and the purpose. See, I know what you got on your mind, and
you have absolutely no idea what's on my mind.
I'm pretty like
no, actually, you're not.
Nah, I can guess. I can guess.
99.9% you would guess wrong.
It's whatever. No, it sounds interesting. It sounds like something brand new, and it sounds like something I've never heard before in my life.
Actually, the scene from that during the season reveal was very, very funny. It was from two cavemen in the diorama having a conversation about Xanax.
Yeah, and I think it is new. It was the winner of the New Jersey Star Ledger's Best Play of 2011.
See, it's from New Jersey.
The best freaking play I ever heard in my life.
See, it was from Jersey.
I felt like I was right there. I felt like I was watching my family.
Oh, my God.
It was so real.
Oh, my God.
It was so freaking real.
And you know what they say, as the New Jersey Star Ledger goes, so goes the world.
So goes the world. What's next?
All right, moving up next. Next, from March 8th to March 30th, is The Wolves by Sarah DeLapp.
Mm.
Let's get the summary here. Is it The Wolves or am I
think you skipped.
Yeah, it is
no,
The
I
Wolves.
Did I skip one?
Curious.
No, I did skip. Yeah, I did skip. It's the next is from February 1st to February 17th. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
What's happening these long time?
I love, but this is such a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous script.
Based on a novel by Mark Haddon, script by Simon Stevens.
It's heartbreaking.
15-year-old Christopher has an extraordinary brain. He is exceptionally intelligent, but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. When he falls under suspicion for killing his neighbor's dog, he sets out to identify the true culprit, which leads to an earth-shattering discovery and a journey that will change his life forever. Is this yet another autism story?
It is an autism story.
Gosh. Autism today is like amnesia in the 70s. It's like the literary disease of the moment. Although autism is a disease, it's a condition. But yeah, it's like, you know, how in the 70s everybody was writing about amnesia. But today it's like you get autism story, autism story, autism story.
No, I had a friend and I have a conversation about that. And I don't want to sound glib or that I'm taking anything like lightly, but there is like this there's like this impotence to like shoehorn the spectral phenomenon into everyday pop phenomenon. When in Justice League, like when how they wrote the Flash, like as this, you know, kind of like on the spectrum type person. And I just thought that was an interesting choice. And I thought kind of unnecessary for that particular film. So, you know, while it's important and pertinent, you know, issues to have, I just, you know, and not to say that this, because this is what this is about, but I think that a lot of what is happening right now is a lot of shoehorning.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, but I don't want to say that's not important. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you say it's a beautiful script.
It is. It's a gorgeous script. The whoever they find to play the lead role, he better be on it, because it would not be easy. It's not an easy role. It is very difficult. And it's difficult because of the way it's written. There are there are a lot of the same like moments in August Wilson where, you know, they were not thinking about the actor that has to play it. You know, but like a lot of like
oh, damn,
10 second turns from it, you know, and completely opposite emotions and like bursts of stuff that then is just like shut off. Like but it's a beautiful script. Yeah.
All right, we're going to breeze through because we're running out of time. We're going to breeze through some of these. Coming up next is on March 8th to March 30th, The Wolves, written by Sarah Dunlap.
Love that
band. Boom. There you go. The Wolves, written by Sarah Dunlap. This sounds interesting. It was a critic's pick in the New York Times. The scary, exhilarating brightness of raw adolescent emanates from every scene of this uncannily assured first play by Sarah Dunlap. A girls' indoor soccer team warms up from the safety of their suburban stretch circle. The team navigates big questions and wages tiny battles, all with the vim and vigor of a pack of adolescent warriors. A portrait of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for 9 American girls who just want to score some goals. Ooh, that's a nice
Yeah, it's basically Mean Girls with soccer.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Coming up next, Book of Will from April 12th to 20th. Mean Girls with Soccer.
Yep.
That's exactly.
The biggest synopsis ever.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what you need for adolescent aggressive competition.
Right.
Ball and projectile.
A projectile and telling them it's okay to kick it.
There you go. All right. Looking forward to that. Book of Will. I've heard of this play. April 12th to 28th.
Bumi's directing it.
Written by Laura Gunderson. This sounds fascinating. Without William Shakespeare, we wouldn't have literary masterpieces like Romeo and Juliet. But without former members of his troupe, Henry Condell and John Hemmings, we would have lost half of Shakespeare's plays forever. After the death of their friend. Because they made the first folio. After the death of their friend and mentor, the two actors are determined to compile the first folio and preserve the works that shaped their lives. They'll just have to, in order to do it, beg, borrow, steal, and band together to get it done. Amidst the noise and color of Elizabethan London, The Book of Will finds an unforgettable true story of love, loss, and laughter, and sheds new light on a man you may think you know. This one sounds fascinating. Sounds interesting.
And it's hysterical.
So is that like Ocean's 11 meets Anonymous?
But kinda. But we really have to talk about the next one. The next one, May 17th to June 8th, The Royale, written by Marco Ramirez, the Royale Jay, the Sport Jackson, dreams of being the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, but it is 1905, and in the racially segregated world of boxing, his chances are as good as knocked out. When a crooked boxing promoter hatches a plan for the fight of the century, the sport might just land a place in the ring with reigning white heavyweight champion. And here it is important to mention who is directing this one. I believe that's someone we know as Leslie M. Scott Jones.
That's lovely, she's David. Thank you.
I want that now, on the program.
Now, says
David.
Now I know exactly how you feel.
You are everything and anything to me. So stop it. Just
right. Thank you, Jayon.
Now do that again.
Play that damn violin again. Thank you. Right.
So. If love can see us through. Let me stop.
Okay, so yeah, The Royale is about, once again, a story that's very relevant. It's about a black man trying to be recognized for his art, his accomplishments, his life.
And it's a parallel to Jack Johnson?
It is. It is a parallel to Jack Johnson. And yeah, it's going to be so much fun. The most fun about this script is that no one ever throws a punch at anyone else on stage.
Mm.
All of the fights in the script are done as shadow boxing. So the boxers, I don't know if they're going to be facing the audience yet or not, but the sounds of the fights are made by the rest of the cast through a series of stomps and claps.
Got you.
Does that sound like hip hop or what?
Kind of. And the last one is Rent, and we all know how that goes.
Yep.
So
stay tuned.
It's a teen show.
We all know that one. Woo!
Stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake up call with your host, Sean McCord, and his guest today is Teresa Sullivan, T. Sully, talking about the 10 years present of UVA. Thank you for tuning in to Homegrown. We love you very much. We will see y'all next week.
Next week, y'all.
Be hotter, and I'll probably be more caffeinated. So
Probably.
Most likely.
Well, yep. Please do that.
Love y'all. Peace.
All right, this has been Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. We'd like to thank our guest, Jan Falsini. Woohoo! And we'd like to thank him for his anti-room antics. Our opening music is from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is from Positive Collective. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine firm of Tochterman, Overman, Munson & Burke. Legal services like a song coming up next. It's the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, the final Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with your man with the plan, Sean the Madman McCord. His guest today is Teresa Sullivan, talking about her tenure as president of the University of Virginia. If you miss it, we'll have to diss you. That's just how it's going to go down. Stay tuned, or you'll be ruined. This is Homegrown. We'll catch you next week.
In that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky. You've
been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.